South of the border, down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love when the stars above came up to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray.
Hi, everybody. I'm Johnny Mueller, and you're listening to The Expat Files, Living in Latin America, the show that tells you what it's really like to live, work, play, and or retire in Latin America. I tell it just like it is, so let's get started. Now, you know, here at The Expat Files, Living in Latin America, that's the full name of the show, really. And, you know, I don't always add that Living in Latin America part in because, well, like Expat Eddie says, where in the hell else would you want to live? Anyway, as you well know, I like to talk about the good, the bad, the ugly, and especially the very surprising things that happen down here in Latin America, things that are just everyday common to the locals. Yet, when guys and gals from Milwaukee and Cleveland come down here and see things like that for the first time, it's something to write home about. Like, for example, in a recent past show, I was talking about going to the gas station and how if you're not aware of one simple thing, you could get ripped off for a few bucks worth of gas. No big deal, it's not that bad, but it does happen quite a bit. Especially to tourists, foreigners, and out-of-towners. And now, to balance things out, I'm going to tell you about one of the very positive things that happens at Latin gas stations. And it's something that reveals a lot about the common Latin person's nice disposition and friendly character. At least that's what it demonstrates to me. Now, like I mentioned before, all gas stations in Latin America are full service. Sure, they've all got two or three self-serve pumps, but they're not used too much. So when you drive into a gas station, you'll always see 5, 6, 7, 8, even 10 guys with uniforms walking around, pumping gas and cleaning windshields and checking the air and your tires and stuff. Now, here's something that you can do down here, but I don't think you want to try it up in the States. You drive up to a full-service pump, and you roll your window down and say to the gas station attendant, "Would you please wash my windows and check the air pressure in my tires? And could you make sure they're at 32 pounds? And then when he asks you how much gas you want, you say, "No gas today, but thanks for asking." Well, guess what? 100% of the time, these Latin American gas station attendants will wash your windows and check your tires and do it with a big, sincere smile. Now, you might think that it's just the gringo advantage kicking in for you, because they seem so happy and go out of their way to do things for you. And that's without ringing up even a dime's worth of gas or anything. But believe me, you don't have to be a gringo at all to get that kind of treatment 24/7. In fact, get this. There's a new gas station chain down in Central America that bought out hundreds and hundreds of Shell stations. It's called Puma. And a lot of these Puma stations have a girl attendant in uniform, of course. And she walks around to each car and gives out little plastic garbage bags, or free pens, or keychains, and even nice metal air pressure gauges. And often she'll hand you a free 8-ounce bottle of water. In fact, that's all she does. She just gives away things to customers. Now, I'm not sure that these gas stations have PR ladies like that, giving out free things to customers in the very bad, crappy areas in the big cities. I wouldn't know because I keep away from places like that, as every expat should. Like I said before, there are just so many nice places for expats to live in Latin America, even in the medium and large-sized cities, but you do have to get your boots on the ground and mingle a bit with the locals and cab drivers and stuff to figure that all out. But let's get back to those gas station girls that give away that free stuff. And yes, even if you don't buy any gas at all and you just pull in and have your windshield washed, she'll still give you a free bottle of water. Or whatever the freebie is for the day. Now, let me ask you if there's any gas station up in the States that consistently gives you that kind of service and freebies as well. I'm talking not just for a grand opening or a special promotion either. I mean, day after day. Now, I know some of you guys out there might be thinking this flies in the face of what I've been saying about Latin businesses and their complete lack of service and detail. Well, you see, the catch here is that only the gas stations owned by transnational oil companies like Shell, Texaco, Chevron, BP, and Puma, they're the ones that offer a high level of service like that. Turns out the smaller local and national gas station chains, the ones with the funky names you've never heard of before, well, they really are third and fourth rate dumps, and I don't recommend expats ever filling up there, even if it is 20 or 30 cents cheaper a gallon. In the end, you might be screwing up your car. Because remember, governments down here are not checking pumps for accuracy or if the gas they call super is really super. In fact, it's very likely that the octane of the gas is much lower than what's printed on the pump. And they can get away with it because nobody's checking. In fact, the gas you buy at a no-name station could be, and probably is, loaded with sludge, sand, crap, rust, and other contaminants. And you'll never know it. So what I'm saying is try not to run out of gas in front of a local no-name gas station. And if you do, just put in $2, enough to get you out of there. And then fill up when you get to the next Shell or Texaco. So bottom line, the reason why you get such good service at a gas station owned by a transnational like Texaco, it's because transnationals have huge marketing departments and they know all about competition and how to cultivate and keep customers. Oh, and one more thing. Almost all the little gas stations in Latin America have their little convenience store attached, you know, like a 7-Eleven. And when you pull into park and buy something in one of those places, if you keep your eyes open and pay attention, you'll notice that all the workers in their little uniforms are having a lot of fun. They're joking and smiling and laughing with each other all day long, even when doing one of the most mindless and unfulfilling jobs you can think of. Still, everybody's happy. I guess they're just glad to have a job. And it comes with a uniform. Now, if you remember Goober and Gomer Pyle at the Mayberry filling station, now, those two guys always had big-ass grins on their faces, too, but that was back in the 60s, and they had to be on something. Oh, and another thing about gas stations down here. Don't be surprised if you pull up to a pump and get ready to do your thing, and a little guy with a uniform comes over and says, "Lo siento, no tenemos super," or "No tenemos regular," which means, "Sorry, we don't have any super," or "We don't have any regular," or "We don't have any gas at all." Details, details, huh? Even at the big transnationals like Shell and Texaco. And that's why I always recommend you carry an empty plastic water bottle in the trunk of your car. Just in case you're running on fumes and you pull up to a gas station and they pull that "Lo siento, no tenemos gasolina" bit. So there is a chance, even after all your best efforts, that you might run out of gas on the road. Because there will be gas stations that look open that, in fact, are either closed or don't have any gas. Especially when you're on the highway out in the boonies or it's late at night. So, despite your best efforts, if you run out of gas on the road, at least you have a bottle in the back of your car. And don't worry that it's a water bottle and it's not red. I know up in the States, you'll get a big fine if you don't put your gas in a red certified container specifically for gas. Well, down here in Latin America, if you were to quiz even a cop about that, he'd look at you like you were nuts. Down here, you could fill milk bottles full of gasoline and juggle them in traffic on a busy street corner and no one would give a damn. In fact, you could probably make a living off tips on that. Oh, and by the way, on last week's show when I mentioned that gas station ripoff scam, I did get some emails about that. And here's what Mike says. "Johnny, you mentioned on your Expat Files show about self-service versus full-service gas here in the States. There is one interesting exception." And there he's referring to what I said about there being no full-service gas stations anymore in the States. At least that's what certain gringos have been telling me. Anyway, he says, "There's always Oregon." It turns out, except for the Indian reservations in that state, all Oregon gas stations are full-service by law, unless that's gotten changed. But I doubt it. That's one of the few states west of the Mississippi I've not yet visited, but my best friend finds it a bit strange. He takes advantage of the reservation's cheaper self-service whenever he goes westward. Cheers, Johnny. Mike. Well, thanks, Mike. I didn't know that. Okay, and another thing. A lot of gringos tell me when they pull into a gas station, it looks like it's child labor time. The kids pumping gas sometimes look like they're about 12 or 13 years old. And visiting gringos are thinking, isn't that illegal? Well, you have to realize that down here in Latin America, in some countries, up to 50% of the working population is off the books. That means they're not registered with the government, they get cash, and they don't pay taxes. And you know, in a way, you gotta love that, right? But it does open up the door for child labor. And you know, there are vast numbers of young kids under 16 working full-time jobs and not going to school and basically no one's checking. Not in any of the mom-and-pop shops or the little kiosks on the streets anyway. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, I was in Copan, Honduras. You know, that cool little town that has those magnificent Mayan ruins. Anyway, not 4 blocks from the official entrance of those ruins is a Texaco station called Texaco down here. And it's a small station with only 5 or 6 pumps because Copan is a small town. Only about 5,000 people, no McDonald's, Wendy's, or anything like that. Anyway, there were about four or five gas station attendants in uniform hanging around doing things for clients, and I'll bet not one of those little kids was over 15. In fact, I snapped a picture of the midget Texaco crew for my seminar. So anyway, don't be surprised when you're driving through Latin America and you see young kids working practically everywhere. Some of them no older than 9 or 10 years old. And you mostly see them selling stuff on busy streets and minding little mom-and-pop kiosks. So who's minding the store and checking up on those things? Nobody. Not in the informal economy anyway. But as for working a regular job at a McDonald's or a Walmart or any company that's registered and paying taxes, well, just like in the States, when you apply for the job, you got to bring along an ID like a passport or a national ID card or a cédula. And down here they have these little ID booklets called cédulas, which are now being phased out for a national ID card with, get this, an RFID chip in it that doesn't work. You got to love it, huh? So when you hear people say that child labor is rampant in Latin America, well, that's true. But don't think any of these lazy-ass corrupt governments are going to do anything about it. And in fact, it seems like the only reason why child labor laws are enforced in the formal economy at all, though loosely, is because of certain international trade agreements that were signed prohibiting child labor along with guaranteeing certain workers' rights. Oh, and one more thing about those gas stations. Now, I mentioned that some of these gas station girls will occasionally give you a free bottle of water. And it's marketing, of course, because the bottle has the logo on it. Naturally. And speaking of bottled water, let me mention one simple thing that you might not be aware of. Now, when you're in a restaurant or at somebody's house or in a grocery store, or one of those little hole-in-the-wall tiendas, you know, those mom-and-pop convenience stores that look like a rundown storage unit. Well, you know, when you walk into one of those places, all of the brands of bottled water say agua pura on them. Agua pura, which means pure water. And of course, you and I know that's not really pure water. But 99.9% of all Latins know that if it says agua pura on the label, which is pure water, they won't get sick, or at least shouldn't get sick on it, like they just might if they drink the tap water. Now, gringos and expats sometimes ask each other why the bottled water says agua pura on it, why it says pure water. I mean, think about it. Would you buy any other kind? Would a store sell impure water? Well, that's debatable. But anyway, why does bottled water have to say pure water on it? Shouldn't that go without saying? Yeah, like you'd buy any other kind. For example, if you go to a restaurant, the waiter or waitress will always say, "Would you like some agua pura?" Meanwhile, expats and gringos are thinking, "You mean I've got a choice? I can have that or unpure water?" It's just one of those funny twists in the language that you see all the time down here. And it's funny, too. I've been invited to dinners at more than my fair share of Latin homes. And as usual, water glasses are filled on the table for company. And if I bring a tourist gringo along with me, he'll often whisper to me, "Johnny, is that water all right? Is that agua pura?" And I'll say, "No, it's toilet water." And then I'll say, "Just kidding. But you know what? They think it's pure water, so I guess you can drink it." And the next question usually is, "Johnny, are you going to drink it?" And I'll say, "If I'm desperate, but only if it doesn't have any ice in it." And let me mention just one more thing about ice. Now, you guys all know that I don't recommend you drink anything with ice in it, unless you made the ice and put it in yourself. And that's even if they insist that the ice is made from filtered water, which is what they might say at a restaurant. Or sometimes you'll even see printed on the menu, but only in tourist areas. But you know what? Unless those filter canisters were recently installed, there's a very good chance they've never been changed at all and never will be. Unless, again, you're in a first world franchise or in a first world hotel chain. But the real problem is, if you look in the kitchen at these restaurants, you'll see they carry groups of clean glasses around by the rims with their dirty fingers, which I bet in the last couple of hours have been in a lot worse places than your fingers have been. Okay, so that's problem number one. Problem number two is, about 75% of the waiters and bartenders and even people in a Latin home that might give you a glass of so-called pure water with ice in it, well, guess what? They toss those ice cubes in your drink with their fingers. And though it's something you and I might do regularly with our own drinks back home, but hell, they're our own fingers, right? And you know, it's like expat Eddie always says. He says, everybody hates spit. But funny thing, if it's your own spit, well, that's a different story. Now, speaking about health and hygiene, I'd like to talk a little bit about cucarachas, cockroaches. I'm sure some of you were wondering when I was going to get around to that. And yeah, I know they're disgusting and I don't want to make you sick. But if we're really talking about living, loving, playing, retiring, and or doing business in Latin America, well, we have to hit on cucarachas sometime or another because they're everywhere. Except, and note this well, in my house. And believe it or not, about 60 to 70% of my gringo friends don't have any cucarachas in their houses either. And no, we don't use Raid or any of the local brands of insecticide that, believe me, are so toxic they'd be banned in the States for sure. But since there's no FDA or EPA, it's buyer beware. But I can deal with that, can you? All you gotta do is read the labels. Anyway, pay attention very closely to this broadcast because I'm going to give you some tips here that allow you to live your life cucaracha-free in your own home. But let me tell you, get used to cucarachas because they're absolutely part of the kitchen landscape down here, except, of course, in my house and some of my friends' houses, gringo friends. And because they're virtually everywhere, Latins are accustomed to them. They don't get freaked out by them like so many green expats and visiting gringos do. If you follow the basic rules that I'm going to lay out for you right now, you will never have a cucaracha problem, and I guarantee it. In fact, there's a good chance that you won't even see one or two cucarachas hanging around your kitchen in a whole year. And all that without any nasty chemicals at all. Basically, it's all about hygiene and cleanliness. And I'll tell you where it starts. With your cleaning lady. And as much as you're thinking up in Cleveland you'll never be able to afford one, or you'll do your cleaning yourself, if you're a gringo, you will have a cleaning lady at least once a week. And she'll bring with her all her bad habits that she's got at home. And at home she's got tons of cucarachas. Now that's not to say Latins are so accustomed to cucarachas that they like them. They hate them too. But they accept them as a fact of life. And us gringos don't have to. Now that means if you do succeed in eliminating all cucarachas from your house, you'll still run into them. When you're out and about at restaurants, bakeries, and visiting the homes of Latin people, and that includes all classes of Latins, by the way. And to me, one of the worst shocks I ever had was when I was down here for the first 2 weeks of my life, and I'd go to the local bakery, which looked pretty clean to me and had the glass display cases and all that, just like in the first world. Now, my first little shock was when I looked closely at the pastry case, I noticed there were some honeybees buzzing around the pastries and the sweet rolls. Just a few bees, and they'd land on the rolls once in a while, which was disgusting enough, sucking up as much frosting as they could, I guess. And to my amazement, the ladies behind the counter didn't do a stinking thing about it. Now, if I remember my entomology, actually, I'd be lucky if I could even spell that. But anyway, if I remember, bees are rather clean creatures, so after a while, I got over it. But as I continued to go back to that bakery daily, soon enough, I began to notice cucarachas. And when I pointed out that disgusting development to the ladies behind the counter, they'd just shrug and say, "Están muy pequeñitas." And you know what that means? They're just little ones. Which was the end of that bakery experience for me. And by the way, that was a long time ago, in Costa Rica, before I discovered Gary Null and have since changed my eating habits drastically and don't do bakery anymore. Well, maybe a New York cheesecake once or twice a year on special occasions. Anyway, the major culprit for your invasion of cucarachas is your cleaning lady. And it's not to say you haven't got Googles of cucarachas up north in the States. And if you noticed, I'm using the word Google as it was intended to be used. It's the number one followed by 100 zeros, which is probably how many cucarachas are in my cleaning lady's house. So there's a new factoid for you. And if you don't believe me, just go to start page and put the word Google in the search box. Talk about sweet irony. Now, you got it if you were paying attention. Anyway, let me go through the hygiene mistakes that your cleaning lady will always make. So, pay attention. First of all, never, never leave any dirty dishes in your sink. When you're done eating, you clean them right away and let them air dry in one of those dryer racks. Now, they air dry super fast down here in Latin America, like in about a half an hour, so you don't have to wash and wipe with a towel. At least you got that going for you. And if you have a dishwasher, which a lot of gringos have, including me, and a lot of cleaning ladies will ruin because they're just afraid of things like that and can't deal with basic technology other than a cell phone. Anyway, don't think that if you stack your dirty dishes in the dishwasher and close the door that you'll be all right till you fill it up, maybe tomorrow or the next day. Big mistake, because I don't care what make or model of dishwasher you have, there are tiny grooves, vents, and crevices that cucarachas will find their way into. And I just guarantee you that soon enough you'll open that dishwasher door someday, even if there's not a single dish in there, and you'll see some cucarachas scurrying to get out of the light. So, yes, use your dishwasher if you like. That is, if your cleaning lady hasn't ruined it. Just run the wash cycle right away, even if it's half or a quarter filled, or you'll be sorry. Because once you've got cucarachas living in the bowels of your dishwasher, you'll never get rid of them. That happened to a gringo friend of mine, and we took the front panel off the dishwasher and sprayed the hell out of it with the Latin version of Raid called Vigon, which is more like napalm. They still found a way to survive. And by the way, after that, I was always hesitant to eat off the forks and knives and plates at my buddy's house, both for the cucarachas and that nuclear insecticide residue. And the other place cucarachas just love to hide, hang out, and make their home is in your microwave oven. Now, you would think that microwave radiation would make short work out of those disgusting creatures, but actually, I think it mutates them and they get stronger. Let me tell you a little fact here. Every Latin American family that has a microwave oven has cucarachas living in it. But it's not hard at all to prevent that from happening. You just have to check the inside of your microwave after you use it to make sure that there's no crumbs or residue or liquid that's spilled over. Or, as Latins like to do, they just shove a bunch of plates and dishes in there. And get this. Most of them have long since broken the rotisserie part of the microwave. It doesn't take long for the cleaning lady to drop that on the floor and break it. So after that, Latins end up putting in a glass or a plastic plate permanently in the bottom of the microwave. Now, that thing gets all munged up with food and crumbs and liquid, which is cucaracha heaven. So anyway, when you go to a Latin person's house, rich or poor, don't be surprised when you walk into the kitchen if you see cucarachas scurrying around the backside of the microwave and running along the top. Now, I'm not saying they're in great quantities, just one or two here and there. But you know, those are just the scouts, and the rest of the tribe is camped out in the guts somewhere. And they do have cucarachas of all sizes and shapes down here, too. You know, they've got the big mothers that are about the size of the Hope Diamond, down to the tiniest little ones that almost seem cute. Now, of course, stateside, there's no shortage of cucarachas either. I remember going to a friend's house in Fort Lauderdale. And though the house seemed pretty clean, I once got up in the middle of the night, and when I flicked on the kitchen light switch, a half a dozen cucarachas that were on the wall scattered and were gone in an instant. So it's not only a Latin American problem, and what I'm telling you now will work for you too. Now, the next thing you have to do is when you cut any fruits and vegetables up, be sure to put them in their own plastic bag right away and put a knot in the top, then place it in the larger kitchen garbage bag. Then you tie that one off too. Now, in regards to the kitchen garbage, now you know you have to put a big plastic garbage pail liner inside every garbage can. That's a given, right? But in warm Latin American climates, that's never enough. Most people, you know, have a swivel kitchen garbage can lid, and you just push the swivel portion and drop your garbage inside, right? Well, that swivel top is the weak link in the system. It's no way a good seal. It always collects a bit of food, debris, and liquid as you deposit your garbage in there. And so at night, the cucarachas are drawn to that. So what can you do? Throw that swivel top away. Forget about it. And just use the bucket part. Put that plastic bag liner in there, one that's a size bigger than you'd normally use. Then at night, or if you're going out of the house for a while, you tie a loose knot in the top of the bag and you're completely sealed off. No more cucarachas. And don't forget, when you toss that bag outside for the garbage man, always make it a habit to wash down the inside of that garbage can. Don't just look into it and give it a quick inspection and think, well, there's no liquids or any disgusting stuff clinging to the sides of it, so I don't have to clean it this time. Well, if there's a tiny little crumb in there, that's a mountain of food for a ton of cucarachas. So just rinse it out. And when you're finished, toss about a half a spoon of dishwashing powder in the bottom of the garbage can and leave it there. Cucarachas just hate that stuff. And to keep cucarachas out of your pantry and your shelving in your kitchen, make sure your shelves are lined with those thin rubberized mats. You know, the kind that comes in a roll and you can buy at the hardware store. Don't use the adhesive back contact paper. Don't do it. You want to be able to take these things out once or twice a year and put them through a regular washing machine and dryer cycle. So what do you do if you have cucarachas already or you move into a house or apartment that's got them and you don't want to use a toxic bomb? Well, there is a magic bullet to wipe them out in 2 weeks completely. And I guarantee it works because I've used them myself. You make up a batch of what I call cucaracha grenades by taking a little plastic bowl and you mix about a half a shot glass of regular gold medal flour and a half a shot glass of pure borax. It's a white powder that you can get at a hardware store or welding supply store. Welders use it as a flux. It's about $3 a pound. Cheap. You've heard of 20 Mule Team Borax. Well, that's what it is. It's a mineral your grandma certainly used as a household cleaner. So you take that and you add a pinch of brown sugar to attract the cucarachas. Then you mix it up with a little water to the consistency of cookie dough. And with that, you can make up about 20 little balls about the size of a very small marble. Now make sure your cucaracha grenades are not sticky to the touch, but more like Play-Doh. Now you place these things strategically around the kitchen, in the corners of your cupboards, against the wall behind your stove and refrigerator, at least one on every shelf in your kitchen cabinets, and always butting up at least against one wall or a corner, because cucarachas love to run along the edge of a wall. Now, over the next couple of weeks, they'll munch on this stuff at night, and it'll expand inside their stomachs and kill them. And I guarantee if you've done all those other things I've mentioned, and you lay out a dozen or so cucaracha grenades, within a month, you'll have no more cucarachas at all. And by the way, you can make those little cucaracha grenades really small, like the size of a small pearl. And you can hide them stealthily so when someone walks in your kitchen, they're not going to say, "Hey, what the hell's that little ball doing in the corner?" And since they taste a little salty and bitter, if a kid finds one, just one lick and he'll go, "Yuck." Now, I mentioned that your cleaning lady will be the biggest problem in trying to get rid of your cucarachas because her bad habits brought them in the first place, which is all the more reason why I think it's a great idea for some of you self-initiated expats out there to start giving weekend cleaning lady seminars. You know, a seminar to bring cleaning ladies up to first world speed. And I'm sure if you made a guarantee in your promotional materials, for example, it could say, "Send your muchacha to us, and we guarantee no more cucarachas in your house or double your money back," or something like that. Oh, and one more thing before I finish. Don't forget, if you want to come to my Latin American Insider Seminar, which is being held in Central America, June 23rd through 28th, that's 6 full days, just go to expatwisdom.com and click on the seminar link for full information.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
You've been listening to The Expat Files, Living in Latin America, coming to you each week from somewhere south of the border. And don't forget, you can email me on anything at all about Latin America, theexpatfiles@gmail.com. See you next time. Nos vemos. She was a picture. He knows.